This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 21st. We're in hour two of the broadcast, 2018, and I am joined by Father Francis. He is the host of Stormfront Action, 9 to 10 Eastern Time. And Father Francis, how are you doing today? Thank you for joining me.
Oh, we're doing well, Farron. Good to be on. And, just what you're saying there about it doesn't have any resemblance to the old America. Our show was taken down because they were afraid of the fact that we were talking about action. And so we moved. We used to be on Rents Radio. Now we're on a pretty much like a giant conference call thing, and people can call in and we can interact. People can let us know when they want to come on and speak, and we bring them on. The show's just on a different platform. It's actually almost like a favor. I mean, because we had a guy on, Mr. Mueller, he's quite outspoken. I'm sorry, Walker. And he's Russell Walker from North Carolina, running for state house. He's a self-admitted white supremacist. So I'm not a white supremacist, never claimed to be, don't want to be. I am a person fighting for the rights of white people. That's what I'm trying to do. We're kind of like a neo-Amish group. We have our own community we live in. We're engaged in activism. I've been to Charlottesville, I've been to Crossville, I've been to Shelbyville, I've been to all kinds of events in the past, and I will continue to do so. And, you know, so when they moved us, now they've given us the opportunity to be on 24/7 if we want. Of course, we don't go past the 10 o'clock hour on the weekdays because we don't want to infringe on Don Black from Stormfront or Dr. Duke's time on Rents Radio. And we just do it in those time frames. We are planning a trip to Unite the Right 2 this year up in Washington, D.C. I'm in contact with Jason Kessler and know what's going on there. We're probably going to go up with a van load of people, and we'll be reporting live from Unite to Right 2 on this our platform.
We're going to give that number out too here shortly. If anyone would like to have a pen and paper ready, we'll give that number out and explain how you call in and get on the line. And while I've got you, I don't know if I heard you comment on this past week. Anything you'd like to say about the media hysteria and the Donald Trump crucifixion that took place this past week because he met with Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, we did speak about that. You know, I'm a Vietnam-era guy, and we lost 56,000-plus American lives in Vietnam fighting to stop the spread of communism, and now we have it right here at home. We are really looking at a reenactment of the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. It carried on through 1918 around this time when it was all summed up and Russia was completely overtaken by atheistical, anti-Christian people and subjugated all the people. Everybody had a miserable, rotten time under communism, and I see the same thing happening here again. It's funny that, you know, I watched Andy Griffith is a star, 1987, and he's got an FBI guy on the stand as a witness. His client has been accused of murdering her husband, and her husband's sequestered in this witness protection program. So every question Matlock asked the FBI guy, are you in the FBI? No. Are you part of the witness protection program? No. And finally, after about 20 questions, the FBI guy breaks down and says, you know, do you have any idea how many people's lives are you're endangering here? Do you have any idea? This sounds like Mueller and Strzok. Do you have any idea how much time we put into this to make this all work for us? And Andy Griffith turned around and looks him smack in the eye and said, yeah, I have an idea. It's people like you doing these sorts of things, depriving people. You put this woman on trial for murder when you know her husband's alive. It's people like you that are going to destroy this country. Thinking that you're doing what it takes to defend the country, you're actually the ones responsible for its destruction. That's 1987. Is that 30 years ago?
Wow.
You know?
It's just amazing. It's just amazing to see how the lies, the extent of the hypocrisy and the lies and the bias of the news media. But really, they're doing us a favor because though I'm not the biggest Donald Trump fan, that's for sure. But this is exposing the left and the communist and the multicultural homosexual movement. It's really exposing them to normies that maybe wouldn't even get involved, because you can't name a politician in the Republican Party, Democrat Party. You can't name really anyone that can fill stadiums and get people to turn out. Like, Ted Cruz can't do it. Jeb Bush can't do it. Nancy Pelosi can't do it. Chuck Schumer can't do it. Like Donald Trump. So it's really working for our cause. It's exposing the hypocrisy that is against white people and people that are striving for white people's civil rights. Let me give that number out. That number is 605-472-5561. And when you dial the number, it will ask for you to put in a 6-digit code to listen in. And to listen in, you need to put in the code 797634. Now also, Father Francis, this gives the listener not only the ability to listen, but they can also take part. And I believe, and you correct me, I think you press 6. Tell if you want to get on how you do that.
Yes, yeah, *6. You press it if you want to, if you have something to say. We open up a Q&A period after we open up the show and get to the basic nuts and bolts of what we want to talk about on that day. And then we open up the show. Anybody that presses in *6, you'll be brought on and you'll be in the discussion. And our numbers are growing. We started out small. I mean, we got knocked off the air on a Monday after we had this fellow on that Mr. Walker on. I got a hit piece written about me and the radio station in the Daily Beast, which is part of Newsweek. A woman named Kelly Weill, W-E-I-L-L, is the one that wrote the story. And on the following Monday, I got on the air and I said, you people have libeled me. You have slandered me. I am going to sue you. We are not going to take this land down anymore. We're not going to let you get away with this. Calling us names. Like, every story you read, white supremacists caused havoc in Charlottesville, Virginia. No, they didn't. I was there. We were surrounded by Antifa everywhere you look. Over 3-4 blocks circle, every street you walk down, you couldn't put out your arm in any direction without touching one of these animals. The first thing I was greeted with was a tear gas grenade going off that they threw. And that's one of their tactics, too. They said, mask up. So when you're not allowed to wear a mask. I don't know about Virginia, but in Florida, it's illegal to wear a mask to conceal your identity. But you can wear a mask to protect yourself from acids and tear gas and other things, urine-filled balloons, used tampons, used condoms. This is the kind of thing these people were throwing at us. All we wanted to do was protest. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you this. I heard that broadcast. I heard the broadcast that you're discussing, and there was nothing said in that broadcast that is not said on Sanford and Son that plays on television. Now, I'm not condoning any the language, and I know you referenced, hey, you can't use that kind of language in this broadcast, but I certainly don't want Sanford and Son thrown off the air like the Dukes of Hazzard has had to be removed because of political correctness. But I mean, I just didn't understand why. I mean, I watched Sanford and Son. I grew up watching. That's on national television, and nobody has a problem with that. But you can't have a radio show because a guest said something that's said on Sanford and Son in not every episode, but a lot of episodes. I thought that was a decent point to make here, because I don't see why this was. I don't understand why, and I'm not going to in any way criticize that network or the person that owns it or anything like that. I'm not going to do that, but I just don't understand why this turned into being a big issue. I just don't.
Well, the initial problem was the hit piece they wrote on. And, you know, when you open the article and it says, white supremacist radio, Stormfront Action Radio, well, you've already slandered me right there, or libeled me, actually. And so my response was, you're not going to get away with calling me a name that I am not. You can't just make up in your mind what you think I am, because you think that if I vote for Donald Trump, I'm the anti-white N-word. We don't use the N-words on our show. We don't use any cursing on our show. We don't use the anti-black N-word, and we don't use the anti-white N-word. Y'all know what that is. And in the following show, the Monday show, that went off the air at 10 o'clock in the morning, I did stay on for the second hour to help out on Stormfront Radio. That went to 11. By 2 o'clock that afternoon, death threats, newspapers, Washington Post was one of them calling up. They weren't trying to pry personal information about me out of the station operator. Well, he didn't do it, and as the day went on, he was so sick of answering these calls that he didn't answer any more calls. And called me that afternoon and told us that, you know, we can't allow this to happen anymore. It's going to jeopardize or threaten the whole operation of the radio station, which would jeopardize Don Black. It would jeopardize David Duke. So we gracefully bowed out. 2 days later, we were back up on another platform, and you're not going to get us. Like one of our guys on the show, a regular, his name is Red, he said, you might chase us around town, but you're not going to chase us out of town. That's a pretty good statement. And you got everybody in trouble. We got five guys sitting in jail in Charlottesville, did nothing more than defend an old man against a black guy that smacked the guy over the head with one of those big, long mag lights that the cops always use. And they're looking, the initial sentence, the suggested sentence by the judge was 20 years in prison for a fight.
Oh, I know. Jacob Goodwin is just getting, I mean, and James Fields is going to get the, they've got like 32 hate crime charges. Everybody that was scuffed by the car, or maybe even seen the car, or, you know, I don't know, touched the car, felt a breeze off the car, they've put a hate crime charge against James Fields. The other thing I wanted to ask you, you know, as far as I know, an internet broadcast, a broadcast that is totally internet. What I mean is, it's not on any terrestrial licensed FCC radio stations. Does not come under any of the FCC rules as far as language. I haven't investigated this, but I think you can have a podcast or a broadcast that is internet based. I mean that the Daily Show, some of that, they use really bad language, you know, a lot of cursing, a lot of things you could not do on your local radio station. So, I don't understand how, if you used any language whatsoever, inappropriate, politically incorrect, just cursing like a sailor, I don't see how that would be, how you could be sued for that, or how you'd be liable for that, or how you would be held up to any criminality or any laws. I don't see how, I don't know, I could look into it, but I don't know that an internet broadcast is held to any standard whatsoever. Of course, the owner of it can hold it to a standard, but legally, yeah. I don't see how it can be held to any standard. Well, let me do this, Father Francis. I want to give out the number again. I'm going to give out the number right now, and then I'll give you the last word. We're going to move forward on some more news and take phone calls. But 605-472-5561, then it will prompt you to put in the six-digit number, 797634. Thank you so much for joining me. Let me give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add today? And I appreciate you coming on.
Well, August 12th will be a special broadcast, same number, same bat time, different bat station. But probably be all day on August 12th, and that's a Sunday. And we are also calling for everybody in the country that may or may not be able to attend the rally in Washington, D.C. on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night of that weekend. Get yourself a tiki torch or torches. Put them up in your front yard. Take them to a local place that you want to protest, and get a half a dozen, 10 people, and stand there with those tiki torches to show solidarity for the fact that we're being denied our First Amendment rights. And every right. I mean, yes, we didn't do anything illegal, but when death threats are made and the possibility that lawsuits would come about and tie you up financially. That's what they do. They just tie you up financially, and it makes it like impossible to do anything without the threat of you being dragged into court. And most people would have to spend hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. Jacob's parents have already spent $25,000 defending their son. I can do the legal work myself. It's a little bit of legal research. I think Patrick, one of our regular callers, has moved out to RBN. He does shows. He's into common law and the fact that our country has been completely changed since the end of the war between the states. And, you know, it's getting worse and worse. If you voted for, if you're wearing a Make America Great Again hat and you're a young teenage kid and some big burly Hispanic guy comes over, rips your hat off your head and dumps a whole cup of a drink and ice in your face and walks out because just because you're wearing a hat, these are the tactics these people use. These people have no bounds. None of them seem to be going to jail. You got a guy in North Carolina named, Dwayne Dixon. He's a university professor. He's the one that chased Fields down the street with a rifle, forced him into the street. Nothing's happening to him. This is the total hypocrisy. I know you want to bring some callers on. Let's bring them on. If you want to do that, I'll be glad to answer any questions that I can. I'm not hearing any audio. I don't know if I'm getting a bad connection or what, but I'm still connected, but I'm not hearing any audio.
I think I'm gone.
I'm here now. I hear you now.
Am I? Okay. Something's happening on my end.
It could. I'm rural.
1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. Sam, is it better? Hey, Sam, am I on?
I did get a text message from Jeremy, who was your guest host last weekend, and he says he can hear my voice. It's just I'm missing the audio. I'm getting real bad signals here today on my phone.
Let's put Frank on. Put Frank on. Hey, Frank, go ahead. Okay, Frank, can you hear me, Frank?
Frank from North Carolina.
Good morning, Frank. Yeah, good morning. Hey. Nothing against Hispanics or Latinos, nothing personal, but you know what? Where did we go wrong? Because I really truly believe if there'd been more guys like me, over the past decades out there, and I wasn't out there all alone, surrounded by cucks, a Hispanic male, illegal or whatever, would know. It would be innate in them. If they did something like that, which you just described, they would get their butts kicked immediately. No questions asked, and nobody would stop the people that were going to do it. See what I'm saying? Where did we go wrong? Because something like that should never happen in a country that was built by white men. You see what I'm saying?
You're certainly right. You're certainly right about that, but we can see it right before our very eyes. Everybody in America.
A black male should know. Where did we go wrong? A black male should know when you start going around acting like an N-word, you're going to get your butt kicked in America. This is white man's country. But we went wrong, and obviously it's the exact opposite of that. So obviously we must have done something wrong.
Well, you know, Frank, can you hear me, Frank?
I can, yes.
If you stand up and do anything, you'll be liable for a hate crime. You know, last 2 weeks ago when I ran down all those stories of people that were defending themselves and they didn't flee because those states have laws that if you don't flee, if someone attacks you and you don't flee, you go to jail and they're putting people in jail. It's incredible. Hang on, Frank, through the break, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in moments. We got Rob in Illinois coming up.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio I'm joined by Frank from North Carolina. Hey, Frank, the break interrupted your thoughts, but while I got you, before you get off the phone, I want you to tell us your thoughts on what you saw with Donald Trump and this whole media meltdown this past week. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, just to finish what I was saying, I understand that the chessboard, the playing field has changed. Now, you're right, we could never do that now. Those days are over. If you stand up for yourself or try and keep order and not let the inmates take over the asylum now, you're going to prison. I understand. I'm not saying we could do that now. We should have done it in the beginning before it got out of control, but you had all these people that wanted to be nice and wanted to appease their little wives and, oh, let's all be sing kumbaya. No, men need it. I mean, I understand it's almost too late now, arguably, in my mind. I'm a pessimist, but the men should have been men, and they weren't. Now, I understand there probably would have been some repercussions even back then. You know, you got the National Guard or whatever troops coming in with bayonets. But they should have stood up when they could. You know, now it's gone too far. And now, you know, they're pretty much outnumbered us pretty much everywhere we go. But as far as the media's treatment and the Republicans and the Democrats, treatment of Trump, who obviously, like you said earlier, I'm not particularly a fan of at all. I mean, I can't figure this guy out. I've never seen anything like it. I've been watching politics for, I don't know, since, I guess, the late 80s. Heavily watching it into the early 90s with the Clintons and everything. And I've just never seen anything like it. The hypocrisy, the double standard. They don't call Hillary Clinton out on any of her shenanigans. On-your-face criminal activity she's been involved in, they just give her a free pass. Any little move Donald Trump makes, they basically read him the Riot Act and say, here, you know, you're going to read this, recant or else. And, I mean, they're all, they, I mean, and what's funny is, you know, it's this Russian thing. They're all scared of the Russians and everything. These are the communists. All these people are a bunch of damn communists. All these Democrats and the Republicans. And we know what this is. That what these people are really crying about is, you're not putting Israel number one. You're not looking out for Israel's interest number one. It has nothing to do with America. That's the most obvious point of this. And I'm sure Tucker Carlson gets it. I mean, if you read between the lines, I guarantee you Tucker Carlson knows that organized Jewry is behind all this. I mean, it's just so obvious. But it's intolerable. I've gotten real angry about it this week. I hadn't gotten a migraine. I don't know how I avoided that, but it's intolerable. Like I said, man, Trump just needs to go ahead. If he's for real in any way, shape, or form and is actually looking out for the interest of the American people and the future of the people of this country, at some point, man, I mean, it's like, what are they going to do next? He just needs to go ahead and tell people, look, you know, people in the military that are loyal to America, all you veterans out there, just go ahead and do what you got to do. This is war. Just declare, look, we're in a state of civil war. You know who the enemy are. Use good judgment, use discretion. Be careful of collateral damage, anything like that. But we need to go ahead and start acting. Because
what did you think when he cucked out?
It was sick. I mean, it was like he was under duress. It was like those old videos that you see with the Chinese, the Viet Cong, where the POWs are like blinking Morse code with their eyelids. I mean, it was almost like that. But I've never seen anything like it. I mean, obviously they were after Bush, but I mean, this is like, you know, and we all hate Bush. By the way, I just got a text message. And I'm waiting to find out which Bush, but Bush's doctor apparently has been fatally shot. Now, I don't know if it's George Herbert Walker
That's Herbert Walker's doctor, and he was shot on his bicycle outside the hospital by someone on a bicycle. It's a very strange story, and apparently he's had a gun and tried to shoot back. It's Herbert Walker. It's old man Bush's cardiologist, I believe, a specialist. It was on the news last night, and I saw it. It's a very strange story. But, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's probably just a coincidence. who knows? But, I've never seen anything like it, man. It's being taken to a new level. And all these cucks, the Republicans, like you said, right here in North Carolina, they're all coming out with Lindsey Graham and McCain and just all the clowns in the media. I don't watch any of it, but the late night, talk show hosts. I mean, it's just, they're all on the same page. And what do all of these people have in common? They're all working for the interest of organized Jewry and this agenda of Jewish domination and takeover of the entire world, and to put down any individual or group that will not submit quickly enough and totally enough to Jewish power. That is what all of this is about. Anyone that tells you any different, you need to just cut them off, because they are freaking lying or they're cucking out.
I got music. We're coming back. Rob in Illinois, patiently holding, then Rick in Arizona. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to join in, stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio. Voice of Europe is reporting a Swedish dentist has been fired and fined after revealing that 80% of migrant children referred to him turned out to be adults. I don't have time to read that whole story, but it's amazing. Robin in Illinois, thanks for holding. How you doing? What's on your mind today?
Very good, Baron. You got me?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good, friend. Well, thanks for the call, Frank. He's not one to be known to hold any punches. I usually listen to Fletch Fetch about this time, so I don't catch your broadcast too often, but I was listening earlier when you started in with the gun confiscation story and how they're just taking the weapons and whatnot, and I'll get into that in a moment. But as far as what Father Francis was talking about, one thing he has correct, this is a Bolshevik thing. This is a... You know, for decades, they've been into our government, implanting their people everywhere. Now, instead of the full-on force like they did in 1917, just literally coming in bluntly and with full force to take over the nation, they've done it under with the parasite way. They've been integrating into our government first with the money and the lobbying and influence people, and then they got themselves inserted into key places. And this has been this way since pre-World War II, probably all the way back, you know, to the Civil War times. But that's what was supposed to happen. They were just taking over from the inside. But in the meantime, you know, everything with Cold War, whatever. They've been sending us drier monies, changing our laws, making, you know, just balancing everything against what the original foundation of this country was, eliminating the Constitution, you name it. So this is all a Bolshevik thing for the most part. And they do have their allies of the Muslim Brotherhood and other such groups, you know. And we know they're into everything. Wherever there's a gathering of group, if there's 10 people, there's at least one FBI agent or whatever. So, you know, that's what the whole civil rights movement was about, and all so many different things. And especially, let me get to this point, because I hear it all the time, talking those guys talking about it with Don Black and whatnot, Charlottesville. Folks, Charlottesville was a contrived, it was a manipulated thing that the CIA and the FBI, this is right in their backyard there in Charlottesville, Virginia, right behind CIA headquarters. They had that whole thing rigged up. Everything you think you know about that is wrong, the official narrative. Fields was not in that car. They had a professional guy that they hired, or whoever, their guy, driving that car. Fields was nowhere near there. I don't know how Fields comes into play. I don't even know if Fields is in jail. But the whole thing is a hoax. Everyone's been fooled.
Fields is definitely in jail. I'm in contact with Jacob Goodwin, and they are near each other in the jail. So he is definitely in jail. And maybe some people were crisis actors or whatever you want to say, but I know hundreds of people are just like me that just went there to protect the monuments. They may have
created a movie out of it. They created a movie out of it. There's like upwards of three different cars that they used, and there's different takes and different damage and so on. They actually have a close up of the driver, and it's not Fields. Okay, you got Ole Domegaard that does study on this. You got Professor Fetzer that does study on this, and you got miscellaneous other people. They ripped this thing apart. They knew within 24 hours what was going on. And then Heather Heyer, she didn't die there on the scene. She allegedly died the next day of a heart attack. Had nothing to do with any of that. Everything you see and deal with there is a hoax. You guys got to start pointing that out, because you're doing nobody any favors with this. You have to find out the truth and work with the truth. You got to call it what it is, because as long as you keep saying, well, this happened in Charlottesville and this happened, and yeah, they did surround you. They had you bottlenecked in. They had everybody, because it was all pre-planned and everyone was in on it, from the governor down the line, the CIA, FBI, you name it.
Let me interject this, Rob. And I've watched all those. I've listened to Fetzer. And here's the bottom line for me. If you can't get people to understand and accept the fact of who controls the media and who controls the monetary system, and things that they can actually look up for themselves if they'll just slow down and do it, things that you can absolutely, concretely prove, you know, then it's awful hard to try to get them to even question events like Sandy Hook or the Las Vegas massacre or any of the Charlottesville. I've seen those videos, and you know, some of them make some really good points, especially on the Heather Heyer. I mean, there's a lot of information on that Heather Heyer wasn't killed by the car. But the rest of it, you know, it very well may be true, but it's just, you know, people tend to want to reject that as crazy conspiracy theory. And that's why I don't spend a lot of time on that, is because I feel like I'm, you know, I'm better off to try to point out stuff that they can prove, like this story right here. You can go and you can check it out for yourself. Where in Sweden, if you're a dentist and you point out the fact that, you know, all these refugees are adults, but they're claiming to be 14, people can look at that and be like, hey, that is totally insane, and that is provable. But when you get into the realm of the things that to people's been conditioned, so successfully conditioned through the propaganda and television and everything else, to when you get into these areas, and Fetzer does a great job on some of this. I'm not knocking it in any kind of way, but it's not the direction I tend to go, because it's just people, they abstract object it. Yeah, you might reject it. You might have some, but for the majority, and that's kind of been my my argument on that. But I'll give you the last word, Rob. I appreciate your phone call. I'm not knocking what you're saying in any way, shape, or form. We got a lot of phone calls.
I got you. Think about what I already said about that and give it a thought, because you're not doing anybody – nobody's doing anybody any favors by going with their official narrative. We might as well be saying Lee Harvey Oswald, single bullet, it's done. Do we still do that? No, of course not. Most people talk against it, so we don't go with official narrative. Now let's go to the gun confiscation. Look, Parkland is where this all began. The very first press conference that came out, that Talmudic Sheriff Israel came out and he said, we need a stronger Baker Act. We need more powers with the Baker Act. Right, the very first press conference. Nothing else was happening. They didn't know anything about anything. They weren't telling anything else, but they mentioned the Baker Act. That's what's going on around the country. Because then their governor, Florida governor, their Scott, whatever his name is, or Governor Scott, I think that's it. So he capitulated. He gave in. He gave more power to the Baker Act. So they instituted it there at Broward County and Florida. And then the first state to go in next was Washington. Washington then next, and then started going down the line. And this is the whole deal. They don't have to repeal the Second Amendment. They're just figuring out how to make it more difficult to obtain a gun and absolutely more difficult to retain your gun. And that's what they're doing. And it's not going to stop there. Once they're going, oh, well, somebody said this about you, so we're going to come in. You don't. Who said what? Well, we can't tell you that. We're just going to take your guns because somebody said something or that you had strange behavior. What strange behavior? Well, we can't tell you that either, but we're going to take your weapons anyway. And then, by the way, we're going to lock you up for 3 days for observation, 72-hour observation, and then you have to battle to get your firearms back. Okay?
Absolutely.
So that's the stunt they're pulling. That's the stunt they're pulling, and it's not going to stop there. It's going to go with your kids. It's going to go with your driver's license. It's going to go where you're able to go and maybe what things you are able to purchase. See, it's totally... Yeah. They got so much openness to this that it doesn't just stop there. They just went for the firearms first. You know,
absolutely.
But it can go anything.
Yeah,
they can walk in your hall. That's what you got to look out for, okay? And the media isn't reporting this because the more people that will be alert, then maybe people will start contacting the local offices and their governor's office and, of course, the Washington, D.C. And now Donald Trump didn't do us any favors. You want to question anything he did, it's that meeting they had after Parkland where they sat around a table with Dianne Feinstein and some of the others, and Donald Trump made a single statement, says, well, to heck with due process. Just take the guns first, and then we'll deal with due process later. And Dianne Feinstein, though, that wicked witch, was flying out of her chair all giddily and fingering her fingers and, you know, giddy, the insane asylum up there. You know, of course, this is a dual citizen we're talking about, and that's the biggest issue we have in this country, this nation, these 50 great countries within the United States border, is these dual citizenships, the Talmuds. And that's why you have also the ethno-state story you told, you know, they're apartheid. It's an ethno state. They've already had apartheid. You're just making it official.
I know that, Farron. Thank you so much, Rob. You made some great points. I appreciate the phone call. Right. I got several that's holding. I want to get them on if it flies by, but I really do appreciate you calling in. Rick, you're up. Then Paul in New Jersey. Hang on. We'll get to you. Rick, go ahead. Thanks for calling in. Have we got Rick? Have you got me? Rick, are you there?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, go ahead to Paul then, and Rick, you can call back in, or we couldn't hear you. Go ahead, Paul. Hey, Paul?
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. I hope everybody's getting a lesson from Michael Cohen, and... I think if you're going to hire a Jewish lawyer, you better be careful out there. You know, if everybody takes the tip from the government right now and boycotted Jewish lawyers, I don't think Mueller would be picking on Michael Cohen. You know that. Hey, but fellas, just one more conspiracy little item for food for thought before I go. I wanted to point out about the death of the Secret Service agent when Trump was over in Scotland. His name was Noel E. Remigen. He was a 42-year-old man, and he died from a stroke. And some of the conspiracy theorists are saying that he was Trump's food taster.
Really?
And the thought being that you know, that if you're going to kill the president, you know, a stroke would have been a great way to do it. And perhaps they, you know, were trying to poison Trump, but the food taster did his job and interdicted the poisoning attempt and killed the 42-year-old man.
You know, Paul, I'd heard someone call in to a radio show and bring up the Secret Service agent that died, but I did not know that he was the food taster. And while I got you, Paul, any comments you'd like to make on the whole media hysteria last week because Trump met with Putin and then Trump backtracking? Anything you'd like to throw in on that?
Yeah, well, I want to distance myself about that conspiracy theory I just mentioned first. I'm just saying this is some of the rumors out there that he was Trump's food taster. Because it is odd that a 42-year-old man in such good shape, especially, you know, Secret Service agent, would die from a stroke. Anyway, but concerning just Trump and the Russians, I just am disgusted by, you know, I used to like the left. I was sympathetic towards the left when the left would bash the CIA and didn't trust our intelligence agencies. And this just inversion and reversal where the left is coming out, you know, basically defending the CIA is just so absurd and ridiculous. It's so sad to watch in a way, because I used to like a decent and concerned opposition, but the left has totally gone off the rails. They're absolutely nuts.
Well, you know, if the Democrats take over in November, I think it's absolute that they will start impeachment proceedings, which maybe, you know, if you're wanting to see this country just fly into chaos and possible civil war, I don't know if that would do it or not. But I mean, that these are the things that I guess Donald Trump has to weigh constantly, because, you know, these people, they want to kill him, they want to put him in jail, they want to impeach him, and no matter what he says or how he says it or what he does, they spin it in some way to try to make him look like a fool or, you know, a traitor. I mean, the clip that I played of Tucker Carlson, there really was, I forget the politician, but he was from Tennessee, and he was saying the military should take out Trump because of this media. I mean, it's just un-freaking believable. And all the while that this is going on, we're watching the destruction through demographic change in Europe. We're watching these sanctuary cities and people sitting in at ICE, demanding ICE be destroyed, and then you got or eliminated, and you got Maxine Waters and her supporters burning American flags. I mean, in my life, I watched the documentary one time about the Weatherman Underground, and I was shocked to find out that, you know, they were bombing police stations, and I think they bombed the FBI headquarters, and this kind of stuff was going on in the 70s. I think we're going to really get back. We're going to see a lot more chaos in the next 2 years, especially leading up to the next presidential election, and the RNC is going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. I think the DNC was in Charlotte maybe in 2012, but it'll be interesting to see how Charlotte handles the Republican convention in 2020. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in, Paul. We don't have any other callers on hold at the moment. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just one last point. I did a search on the names of the people in the Weatherman, and it basically reads like a synagogue's attendees list. So the Weatherman was mostly an urban East Coast Jewish terrorist group, and we need to put that out there and get that, and so people are aware of that. It's vastly disproportionately Jewish per their percentage of 3% of the population.
And two, Paul, you bring this to mind. If anyone can do this, do it right now if you're sitting at a computer. If you go to YouTube or Google and you put in a search for the word idiot, and then you click on images, all the top pictures are Donald Trump. I mean, they're skewing all this. There's no, you know, the search engines were set up so that the most viewed pages come up first, but they're changing all that. Just like, you know, if you search for the Holocaust, a whole bunch of Holocaust denial information, a whole bunch of information first comes up about justifying it and legitimizing it. There's the information about why people question it is all pushed way down, maybe, you know, page 3 or 8 or whatever. Ultimately, and I'll get your opinion, but ultimately, that information will be completely scrubbed. That's where they want to take it, to where just, and I don't know if you heard me say earlier, but you know that shooting where the guy went into the newspaper and shot, and then he shot some people a couple weeks ago, and he wouldn't identify them.
Yes. You dropped off, Aaron. Anyway, I'll take over the show. Oh, okay.
I can hear the caller. Right. Can you hear me, caller?
Yeah. We'll wait through the commercial. I'm sure Farron will be back. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, a lot of our shows have been taken down lately.
Yeah.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Okay, I believe I'm back on. Let's go ahead and take Chris in Las Vegas, and if I drop back off, Father Francis, just finish the show. It's only about 5 more minutes. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you very, very much, Baron. I'm going to attempt to bring some facts to your conversation that you were operating under perhaps a very fatal wrong presumption earlier with Father Francis regarding what you thought was relevant in the social media world as so-called acceptable speech. And having sat through the Bundy trials, a significant portion of them here in Las Vegas, I had the occasion to be there the day a media analyst, threat assessment specialist, who had been brought in from Quantico, Virginia, FBI location, to work on the Bundy Mesquite, Nevada trial, and the data acquisition of all news media, social media, and other metadata intel, and to assess the potential threat assessments by anybody who they found in their data mining operation surveilling the internet data and other radio and TV media data for anyone with a so-called weapon, which may have been a defensive implement in lieu of a militant device or military device. And so anything that you put up on the social media by the terms of acceptance of the offer to contract as a condition of attending their media sites absolutely can and will be used against you in a court of law. Should they choose to now or in the future change the law, ipso post facto, to per se execute anybody they deem to be a terrorist or paper terrorist or perhaps a constructed terrorist without any fact pattern.
I don't disagree with that, Chris. I don't disagree with that. But we only got a couple minutes, but they're yours. Go ahead.
Well, and this is the really dangerous thing. We have to be very constantly aware and vigilant. Even Lindsey Graham articulated that he was fearful and glad that he didn't participate on social media websites. So use caution when you're putting things up there, and it can and will be used against you. Thank you so much.
Hey, I agree with that. I wasn't sure. I thought he was saying I'd misassessed it or whatever. But if you put it on, I mean, these people put pictures of themselves with their guns, with their bulletproof vest. I'm like, what? What in the world? Why would you do that? All right, Murray in Wisconsin, we got just a couple of minutes. They're yours. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Farron. I just sent the email to you. I meant to copy you before about the Secret Service and severe cerebral vascular accident in Scotland where a drone or an ultralight flew over, if we'll remember. There have been many attempts on this president's life besides all the media slander. They're trying to kill him. They sent a missile up when he came back from North Korea, that lights out thing, and he put wood to wooden. It's staying alive, thank God. So I don't care what he says. And when they say, he said the enemy of the people is the media, well, they're admitting they're fake media then, because that's what he said. The fake news is the enemy of the people. So if they want to say that he said the media is the enemy, they're admitting they're fake. So we know they are. So why even give them any of your time? Even Tucker Carlson. Thank you, Farron. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We're out of time, and until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgment, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.